Hello, everyone, and a good morning. Welcome to day two of Empower Your Path. Welcome to day two of Empower Your Path, 30 days of self-leadership. And to join for free, all you need to do is go to bit.ly/self-leadership2024. And for those of you who don't know me, I'm a self-leadership coach, and I'm an expert in empowering others to take back control of their lives and become who they were really meant to be. And primarily, but not exclusively, I help people do this through owning their creativity and using story to reframe their experience and reconnect to their soul's purpose and align their personal and professional, their inner and their outer. And through this, you get to know yourself better and achieve a life of more satisfaction and success. Yesterday, we started off with an affirmation and a quote and a daily task, plus a reflection prompt. And this is the structure that we will continue with throughout. I wanted to take a moment just to reflect a little bit on the affirmation and the quote. So the affirmation for yesterday was, I am the author of my story, creating a life of purpose, fulfillment, and joy. And the quote was from Robin Sharma, who said, self-leadership begins with self-awareness and ends with self-improvement. Because once you are on that path of self-awareness, you can't help but realize what areas you want to strengthen and what areas that you want to bolster up or maybe leave behind or minimize. And so that's the first step to self-improvement, is the self-awareness. And for that, I'm just going to talk a little bit about Johari Window, which was created by two people in 1955. And Johari is a combination of Joe and Harrington. And so they put that together for the name of this. And this is a heuristic in psychology, which is like a mental shortcut. It's something that helps or speeds up the process of problem solving and decision making. Now, as you can see here, there's four quadrants in the Johari window, and there's known to others and known by you. And this is your open quadrant. There's known to others, but unknown by you. That's your blind spot. Then there's unknown to others, but known by you. That's your hidden parts, the parts that you're conscious about and that you don't share with other people. And then there is the unknown quadrant, and that is unknown by you and unknown to others. Now, this framework, this sort of window pane with a window with four panes in it, can actually change. It's movable. It's not fixed. And the more that you get to know yourself, the more that you can enlarge the open quadrant, the open pane. And automatically, when you enlarge the open pane, it is going to minimize your blind spots, your hidden parts, and the unknown parts of yourself. And so this is why that, you know, the whole idea of self-awareness brings more self-improvement. So once you're aware of something, it's like, oh, okay, so I can change this. I can do this differently. And I invite you to keep this concept of the Johari window in mind as you go through the 30 days of self-leadership during Empower Your Path, because it's really going to you know, help you understand the work that you need to do in order to bring into alignment your outer self with your inner self. And it's only through this alignment of your inner and outer and getting them to work in concert that you'll actually be able to achieve your goals, experience more success and joy in your life, and really start to see things come to fruition. And ideally you're not going to be that person that says like, oh yeah, I'm going to do this and then never do it, or keep talking about something but never actually bring it to fruition. So welcome to today, to day two of Empower Your Path. And if you are just joining me today for day two, jump on board at bit.ly/self-leadership2024. This will take you to a short survey for my wait list for the self-leadership program that I'm putting together. And it is, there's no obligation. It's just a few questions to answer, and that completes your registration so that you are eligible for the prizes, which I will talk about in a few moments. And so today, the affirmation is, I am worthy of self-care and prioritize my well-being in all aspects of my life. Well-being is actually a multifaceted thing as well. There are, you know, anywhere between 8 and 12 dimensions of well-being and wellness, depending on which rubric you look at. And so again, it's something that requires our attention, our self-awareness, our awareness, and then a commitment to actually bring those into balance. And oftentimes people struggle with this because they feel that they're not worthy of self-care, that there's so many other things like, you know, getting food on the table, that self-care and prioritizing your well-being is at the expense of that. But if you are pursuing outer goals, you do need to cater to your inner landscape. You know, these two, inner landscape and outer landscape, they work in concert. They don't work well separately or in their separate silos. You really do need to work together to bring those together in your life. And so the Jarhari window can help with this. But just the 30 days of going through this experience is going to make a difference. You will see things differently at the end of the 30 days than you did at the beginning. And I encourage people to use a journal, whether it's a digital one or handwritten, which is the one that I recommend most. But to keep track of your ideas and your thoughts, you know, even if it's just for a few minutes every day, that consistency of doing something every single day for a specified period of time is going to reap rewards that you will not get if you do it here and there. Today's inspiring quote, self-leadership is the ability to guide yourself along the journey of life with vision, purpose, and integrity. So many times people don't stop to think, what is my big vision? What's the big picture for my life? Where am I going overall? Now, this doesn't have to be carved in stone, but there does have to be some kind of lighthouse that you're looking to reach in the distance, and then decide that my journey is from the shore right where I am now to that lighthouse. And once you get to that lighthouse, and then you're going to jump back in the water, the journey of life, and you're going to fix your sights on a new lighthouse. And your self-leadership is how you're guiding yourself along that. Some people just jump in the water with their eyes closed and have no preparation. They don't have anything for the journey. And then they wonder why they flounder and why they don't achieve their goals. So self-leadership is taking care of your bodily needs, your spiritual needs, your soul needs, and bring them together with your outside actions. And making sure that, like we were talking about yesterday with Earl Nightingale, that you are in pursuit of what you deem as a worthy ideal. And like Grant Cardone says, is your vision big enough to allow you to navigate those ups and downs? So these are all things to think about as you go through your journey in the Empower Your Path 30 Days of Self-Leadership. The daily task for today is to journal about a role model or mentor who inspires you and why. This is a really fun activity, and there's probably a lot of role models or mentors that you've had in your life. And And just, you know, it doesn't have to be this grand thing. It could be some little teeny thing that someone demonstrated that really switched a light on inside of you. Or it could be a mentor who inspired you. And maybe it's from university, maybe it's from grade three, you know, maybe it's somebody in the family circle. It could be anybody. It could be actually somebody that you met in a coffee shop and never saw again. So, you know, think about all those times that somebody added a little bit of magic to your life and a little bit of brightness and what that meant to you. And then I invite you to, you know, after you've thought about the affirmation, the quote, and done the daily tasks, then you can actually have a journal prompt on reflecting. You know, how was that for you today? What was the most impactful thing of those three activities that you did today? And how did it make you feel in your body, right? Always check in with your body. How does this thought process that's going on in your head affect your body? And what's the interrelationship do you feel between the two now that you've explored some of these ideas? What new connections did you make as a result? And so this is day two of Empower Your Path. If you'd like to join us, it's free. All you have to do is fill out a few survey questions at the following link, which is at bit.ly/selfleadership2024. That's all one word, no spaces or hyphens or anything. And I'm going to go over briefly again what you can expect during the Empower Your Path journey. So it's 30 days. Every day you get a different affirmation, quote, task, and reflection, and you can win prizes. So everybody who participates in all 30 days will get personalized feedback on your progress and growth during the challenge. And everyone who participates for a minimum of 21 posts out of the 30 will be gifted an exclusive guide compiled from the activities, the affirmations, and inspiring quotes shared throughout the 30-day challenge. And this resource will be a valuable reference and reminder of the self-leadership principles that you've learned. And so everybody who posts for all 30 will get both of those. And the people who post a minimum of 21 up to 29 will get the guide. And the way to participate is to either go on my Facebook page, my profile, and that's where the pinned daily posts are. Same thing on LinkedIn. So either you choose to post every day on LinkedIn or post every day on my Facebook profile, where I'm going live right now. And make sure that you stay consistent with one or the other and that you don't mix it up and post a little bit here and a little bit there. Okay. So Empower Your Path, 30 Days of Self-Leadership. We are day two. To join us, go to bit.ly/selfleadership2024. And I am so looking forward to sharing this journey in April with you. Take care, everyone, and see you tomorrow.